This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
Hi ho, Kermit the Frog here, reporting live for the Hump Day crew, going all green and all natural. Oh, very funny, guys. Yes.
West Australian motorists are being urged to take care on coastal roads and around Perth as hundreds of Carnaby black cockatoos start their annual migration from their breeding grounds in the wheat belt along to the coast. To tell us more about it is Michael Roach. He's a threatened species regional manager for the World Wildlife Fund. Thank you very much for your time today, Michael.
Thanks, Adam.
Could you tell me a little bit about the Carnaby's black cockatoo?
It's found only in the southwest of Western Australia. And over the past 45 years, we've seen about a 50% decline in their numbers in the population. And this is really disturbing. This is why they're now listed nationally as an endangered species. So there are all sorts of threats that have caused this decline, everything from losing their habitat right across the southwest to ongoing development, particularly in urban areas where they come over the summer months to feed. And as you've said, they often feed next to the roadside, so motorists who are unaware of these birds can actually hit them and kill them in that way.
So they are quite large birds. How big are they?
They grow up to about, from head to tail, maybe 50 to 60 centimetres with a very large wingspan. So they're quite conspicuous, but they can just pop out of nowhere.
And is this a problem that cockatoos are facing all around Australia, not just the Carnaby black cockatoo in Western Australia?
It is. There are several species of black cockatoo that are endangered across the country. For example, the southeastern red-tailed black cockatoo. There are only about 1,500 of those guys left. And they face a lot of the same threats. They've lost a lot of their habitat. There's ongoing development and even grazing that prevents new habitat from growing. They face a lot of competition from bees that take over their nesting hollows and also other pest birds that kind of attack the birds in their hollows and remove their eggs so that they can lay their own eggs. So there's a whole range of threats that these guys are facing that we're really trying to help them survive and help to recover the species.
Are these pest birds native birds or are they introduced birds?
Some of them are. Over in Western Australia, we're seeing galahs, you know, those pink and grey cockatoos, and
yep.
Also corellas, the white cockatoos. They do very well in agricultural landscapes, and so they're almost in plague numbers in some places. So while they are native, they can be very much a pest to endangered species that can't necessarily compete with those numbers of birds.
So what is the WWF doing to help the Carnaby black cockatoos?
Well, for several years now, we've been running a Carnaby's recovery project where we focus very much on protecting their remaining habitat, but we're also very much engaged with the community. We hope to get a lot of community members out to monitor the population so that we can assess the status of the bird and figure out how our management actions are helping the bird. So that's ongoing, and we look forward to continuing that project long into the future.
Now, one thing I'm very excited about, it's always great when you see someone else getting on board and helping out the WWF. You've actually got something running with Telstra at the moment, and listeners at home can help out. They can simply text WWF to 13POND, which is 137663, and they'll send you a wallpaper of the cockatoo, which will actually, those funds help the conservation of the cockatoo. How important is it to have partnerships like this to raise funds?
Oh, it's essential. A lot of our work, we actually rely on government funding. You know, it's a global financial crisis and it's very difficult to secure funds for threatened species. So, you know, every partnership, every little bit counts. And this month, the wallpaper is a photo by one of our employees, Rana Scott, and it's a beautiful picture of the Carnaby's flying off one of its feeding plants, a beautiful grevillea. So, you know, you get a bit of aesthetic appeal into the bargain.
Well, Michael, thank you very much for taking the time to tell us a little bit about what's happening over in Perth with the Carnaby Black Cockatoo.
My pleasure. Thanks, Adam.
That was Michael Roach. He's a Threatened Species Regional Manager for the World Wildlife Fund. Once again, if you'd like to download that that wallpaper from Telstra, all you need to do is text WWF to 13POND. It'll cost you $2.95 plus the standard SMS charges for Telstra customers and $3.55, including GST for other customers with compatible handsets. If you'd like to find out more about that, just go to wwf.org.au/wallpaper. You're listening to All Natural with Adam Barillet.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.